Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran amma ba'd. We are discussing in this kitab Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimension of monetary dealings in Islam. Chapter 17, Baraka, blessings in business. We are discussing point number 10. Salah on its time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Quran Sharif, command your family members to perform salah and be steadfast also. Command your family members to perform salah and be steadfast also. We do not ask you for sustenance, we sustain you. The good outcome is for the pious. This is an ayat of Surah Taha, 16 para, the last page. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. Where Allah Ta'ala gives the command that if you want barakat in your livelihood, in your sustenance, in your rizq, in your rozi, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has a divine system. And barakah is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A mu'min, he lives for barakah, not just figures only. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum also, they understood this. That real barakah was in a'mal. And in a'mal, there's mal also. When a person do a'mal for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is good actions. Then to make a person's a'mal easy for him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him mal also. Like Sufyan Thawri rahimullah would mention that he was a tabi'i. And he would say that I regard having a little extra wealth as mustahab. So a person when he reads salah, then his mind is free. He's free to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He doesn't read salah with a heavy heart, that I have debts to pay and I don't have enough. And the divine way to draw that barakat of mal in a person's life is through salah. Ulama explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made insan in alam al-arwah, the realm in the world of the souls. And at that time insan had no limbs attached to his ruh. It was only the ruh, the soul of insan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see abdiyat and servitude in the slave of his. While being in the realm of the souls, alamul arwah, insan couldn't show his servitude to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that I am a slave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached these limbs, the head, the neck, the hand, elbows, knees, feet, legs, etc. Attached all these limbs to insan. This was the design Allah ta'ala made of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. This is how will be the divine design of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And these limbs were designed primarily so insan will come into this world and offer his service and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show Allah ta'ala what a slave I am to you by performing salah. The entire body was made for salah. And here ulama highlight also, the body was not made to be abused in entertainment and in sports, where a person now he damages his limbs and cannot perform salah. This is a major mistake of insan. Where these limbs were given, the head was given not to be used primarily to make his dunya. And we are over and over again in the path of Allah, dil or dimag, your heart and your mind, use it for the deen of Allah. Allah made it for his deen. So Allah Ta'ala made the heart, Allah Ta'ala made the head to make sajda. Allah Ta'ala made the back to bend in ruku. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the knees and so that a person may bend completely and come into sajda. So the body was made for salah, to show a person abdiyat and servitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through salah. The true salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this Quranic ayat, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. And here Mufassirin say, look at the tertib and sequence Allah ta'ala uses in this ayat. Allah ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ, that command your family with salah, وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and you also be persistent, you also be steadfast upon it. Allah did not say that you must perform salah first, and then tell them to perform salah. Allah says, command them with salah first, to the barakat of giving them da'wat, to the barakat of commanding them, to the barakat And command doesn't mean now to be a tyrant. What he means, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was sent as Bashira wa Nadira, as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. Nadir means a warner. This also, Mufassirin commentators of Quran say, Nadir refers to a person that warns with compassion. Doesn't threaten the people, but with compassion, with love. If you don't perform, then this will happen to you, and this will happen to you. And I don't want you to get hurt. But this is to be a warner within my home also. Not in a tyrannical manner, or somebody of authority, that warned the person that you're going to burn. You go alone in your qabr, and this won't happen to you, and what's wrong with you? But the mizaj of nubuwat, the temperament of nubuwat was, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam would finish himself off. Himself upon tahajjud salah, in the day giving the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the system of Allah, that the person will take up the fikr and concern of the family and friends, community, and his heart will burn for their hidayat. In that whole process, he becomes the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When he becomes the beloved of Allah, and now he raises his hands and he cries for the family and for the ummah, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because Allah loves him, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cools his heart by giving hidayah to the ones that he loves. Is that the other way around? That now he grinds the people in the home. What's wrong with you all? Didn't you hear the bayan? Then the family feels that, why are you going for the programs? Look at the akhlaq in the home. But rather akhlaq is beautiful in the home. And the cry is in the heart before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To relieve him, Allah ta'ala gives hidayah. So in this Quranic ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, command your family with salah. Command them with compassion. Have ta'alim in the home. Speak about salah. Wastabir alayha, then you be firm upon your own salah. And this is also a divine way for a person to bring salah in his life. Once a person came to Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatul Ali, one of our elders from Pakistan, and he said, Hazrat, Asr Salah is very difficult for me. That's the time, it's very busy. So I can't make it to the masjid. So Mufti Sahib told him that the time of Asr Namaz, simple, because Pakistan, all are Muslims. So go to the Muslim neighbor, go to his shop, and just call out, Salah, Salah. Chalo Namaz. Let's go for Salah. Go to the right, go to the left, and give them da'wah towards Salah. Tell them it's Namaz time. But the first day he went. After he told them, he went and sat back into his shop. They closed the shop, they felt ashamed. So they passed his shop and they see him sitting in the dukan still. But he looked away. Second day, he went again. Same thing happened. Third day, he gave him da'wat again. Chalo namaz, let's go for salah. So when they passed, they looked at him. That you're telling us that you're sitting in the shop. By the fourth day, he closed his shop also. Because more and more people were coming for namaz, they're all looking at him. Therefore, he felt ashamed. And he started his namaz also. So he commanded them with salah first. Then his salah came. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. O Allah, beautify us with the beauty of iman and Islam. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman wa ja'alna hudatan. And Allah make us hudatan, meaning guides. Muhtadeen, that are rightly guided. Ghayra dhalina wala mudillin. Not such people that are astray and lead others astray. So even in the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Ya Allah, make us guides first, and then give us hidayat. Give us the ability and tawfiq to guide others, to give them the da'wat, to educate them, to make their islah. But with humility, with compassion. So Ya Allah, make us guides of people, and when we will begin to guide people and give them words of hidayat and guidance, then Allah will give us hidayat also. But very importantly, ulama say two things. That if a person wants to get hidayat, he wants islah to be made, then Mufti Salih have mentioned also, two very important things is ita'at and humility. That a person is prepared to listen himself also. That you're telling us, you also do the same thing. So he has ita'at, obedience. This we learn in the path of Allah, ita'at of Amir. Very important. that a person listens to whatever the elder is saying. Even the junior telling him the right thing, he will listen. So a person has the zeal to obey and humility. Only he will listen, but he's proud. So his islah will never get made, he'll never come onto hidayat. So together with that, whether in the path of Allah, whether in the madaris, whether in the khanqas, he's prepared to listen and have humility. That type of person Allah Ta'ala will bring deen into his life. So to complete this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, command your family members to perform salah and be steadfast also. La nas'aluka rizqa, we do not ask you of sustenance. Nahnu narzuquk, we will sustain you. But through salah, through taqwa, through sabr and piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a person's sustenance. Allah ta'ala will give him barakah, Allah ta'ala will give us understanding. Subhanahu